Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
The coming week should be chock full of news. We have more earnings. We have news from the Fed and updates on the housing market.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Joining us is Art Hogan. He's the chief market strategist at Wunderlich Securities. He joins us to help preview the week ahead. So, Art, we get some news about housing, new home sales. We also get Case-Shiller home prices and pending home sales. Seems like plenty of housing news. And I should add, we get the Fed meeting. What are you going to be watching this coming week?
Well, it's interesting, John. I would tell you the housing market probably jumps into the most important position of the economic data stream next week. It's a March report, so remember, not the most important month, but it starts to get close to some of the important months in the housing market, right? We always talk about the housing market being a very strong spring market, so we'd like to see the beginnings of growth here. We expect new home sales to be up on a month-over-month basis. That's a pretty low bar. And, you know, our impression is that both new home sales and existing home sales are going to be the drivers in this market throughout the course of the summer. So we'll see how that plays out. That'll hit at the very front of the week. Also, remember, we've got a Fed meeting coming up, and expectations are that we don't get anything new there. But what we always try to figure out is what's the Fed trying to tell us about the next meeting? And the next meeting is the first meeting where we really contemplate the Fed making a move or not. When we started the year, we thought the Fed would raise rates about four times. Now we think it's going to be two times or one. And if they're going to raise two times, it's probably the June meeting. So we'll pay close attention to the report coming out of the Fed meeting, and that's that kicks off on Wednesday. So we've got a busy week of earnings, too. So this next week will be the busiest of the weeks of earnings, where we have the better part of 40% of the S&P 500 that actually delivers their report for the first quarter. Been a mixed bag so far, you know, some better-than-expected news out of the financials, but technology stocks have disappointed of late, so we'll see if that trend continues. Remember, we've got Apple reporting next week, along with a host of other household names.
On the Fed, what kind of signals could Fed Chairwoman Yellen and company send, if any?
Well, a couple things to look at. So, you know, we get the statement. That's important to look at. And we get the vote, right? And the vote's important to look at because, you see, if we pick up another dissenter, if they decide to leave rates unchanged and there's two dissenters, you can guess that there's momentum building for another liftoff in interest rates. So that might give us a signal that June is clearly on the table. What the Fed has done a pretty good job of is walking us back from expectations that they're going to go too aggressively this year. Remember, we thought we'd see four. We now think there's two. The market actually believes there's only going to be one interest rate rise this year. We haven't had one yet since last December. So it's certainly going to get a lot of attention in an otherwise very busy week of inputs.
And on the earnings front, have you been satisfied so far?
Very much satisfied with the group that we were expecting the least from. So that's the financials. The major financials, the regional financials all came in much better, and their stocks actually outperformed. So as we look back at last week, we'll see that the financials actually put in a pretty good performance. And that's been one of the worst performing groups in the S&P 500. Also, healthcare stocks have actually picked up some sponsorship, and they actually performed pretty well. What hasn't done well is the household name momentum like technology names. So, for example, this past week we saw Google disappoint, Microsoft disappoint, we saw Visa disappoint to a certain extent. So, you know, I think it has been a mixed bag on some of the names that we expected more from, and perhaps expectations were, you know, a touch too high there. We'll see how that plays out next week, but we've got a host of companies we should keep a close eye on Tuesday. As mentioned, we get Apple, we get AT&T, we get eBay, just to mention a few. So we're going to have a real busy week to keep track of how corporate America looks in terms of earnings for the first quarter.
And what do you want to hear from companies going forward? Have you been satisfied with the guidance they're providing?
Well, one of the good news pieces of the puzzle, I think, is we're starting to hear less and less that it's demand from Europe or the strong dollar or falling energy prices that are at fault for some of the earnings misses or some of the lackluster guidance. I think we're finally getting to a point where that starts to come out of the narrative and we start talking about organic growth. When we do, when we get actually better guidance from a company, we've actually seen very positive results in the marketplace. So we'll keep a close eye and a close ear to those conference calls to see what's highlighted, what's called out in terms of what actually is looking good. And it's interesting, and as we work our way through the week, I think we'll probably hear more good news than bad news. That's been the case so far. I think expectations for this earnings reporting season were as low as we've seen them throughout the cycle here. And my guess is that next week it will be just about the same. We'll probably hear more good news than bad news. And what we'll really pay a close attention to is the kind of guidance we have going forward as we head into the real meat of the second quarter here.
He's Art Hogan, the Chief Market Strategist at Wunderlich Securities. Art, thank you for your time.
Take care.
And with earnings season and the Fed meeting coming up, make sure you follow all our shows. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And you can listen to What's News, Tech News Briefing, and Your Money Matters on the Amazon Echo. This has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardonk in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.